name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mother of the Word Incarnate, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this last day of the year, the Church, during this octave of Christmas, focuses on how we are consecrated in the truth. In St. John's letter, he says, am I right to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you do, and because every lie is alien to the truth. And that, you know, mentions how the Antichrist and how, and now many Antichrists have appeared. And we can see that throughout the ages of the Church, there have been many individuals who have, in one way or another, held that office of being opposed to Christ because they are opposed to the truth. You might say that anyone who lives a lie, anyone who promotes a lie, or promotes falsehood is in one way or another in league with the Antichrist, either in an official way or at least in an unofficial way. We're doing the work not of Christ, but of the evil one if we are not living the truth. And it's so important that we celebrate during this Christmas season, especially Christ, who is the truth incarnate. Truth has become shown its reality to be so real that it has taken on flesh and blood and entered into our world as the Son of God, because he is the truth incarnate, just as he is love incarnate and he is life itself. As it says, you know, that all things, as St. John writes in his gospel, everything came to be through him. So that he really is the source of life for us physically, because all the created world did not come to be had not Christ, in union with his Father, said, let it be done. And so Christmas is really a celebration. The season of Christmas is also a celebration of the truth. That God wants us to know the truth so much that he sent his only begotten Son as the final word, you might say. As the scriptures said earlier, that God spoke to man in fragmentary ways through the prophets. You know, in little pieces here or little pieces there of the truth, but finally he said everything he wanted to say about the truth in the incarnation. The Son of God, truth incarnate, came and gave us the truth in his teaching, in his words, in his actions, and he deposited all that truth into the church that he left, his bride. And you might say that the church, as it is called in Vatican II, the sacrament of salvation, that the church is in our world today the sacrament of truth, that the church has all these truths to repeat once again to every age, to every individual, these eternal truths that Christ wants us to know in order to save our souls. And so it's only fitting that since the Antichrist who've come in the past spreading lies would also, of course, attack his bride, the church. And we live in these times today, and when we see that the church is being attacked by more antichrists who want the church's message about the truth to be silenced. But it cannot be silenced, because any more than, as our Lord said, you know, if they don't proclaim the truth about his divinity when he was walking into Jerusalem or riding that donkey on a Palm Sunday, the very stones would cry out. The truth will be made known, that you cannot hide the truth, because the truth is reality. And when we don't live in the truth, we're living in falsehood. We're living a lie. We're living in a fantasy land. And that is sad to say, as so many people are caught up in fantasy, the fantasy of contraception, the fantasy of abortion, the fantasy of euthanasia, all these fantasies that the devil has put out there, which are not based on reality, but are based on the lie that the anti-truth, you might say, of the devil. So we are ending this year, 2012. Now, this is the last day of this year. But we are realized that time is always going to come to an end, but eternity lies ahead. And so we are always reminded that, you know, the eternal truths are always going to be there, and that we, even though we are made of body and soul, and that we have a body that will be put in the grave, we have a part of us which is made for infinity, for God, for the infinite. And that we must realize that the things that are most important in life are those things which are eternal. And we cannot give those things up. The church cannot not stop speaking or teaching the truth, because they're the most important thing this world has, because they are transcendent and they point us to our final end, which is God Himself. The, you might say, the Trinity, the society of eternal truth, where we will truly be all that God has called us to be. We are only here in this world right now working towards that. But we will reach our fulfillment in God. And to the degree that we live the truth and abide by it, you know, we will be full of grace. We will receive the grace that God wants us to have. And that's what He desires for each and every one of us, to be truly complete. As He says, you know, I came that your joy may be full. And that is only to the degree that we live this out every day and remain faithful to Christ, the babe in Bethlehem, who came to bring us this fullness of grace and truth. Let us pray and ask Our Lady in a special way that we will be faithful to Christ and to that which He has taught. And let us pray in a special way that many of those who are searching, there are many people out there, everyone is searching, and everyone is looking for that which is going to make them complete and whole, make them happy, for that's what happiness is. But many people are looking for it in the wrong places, or don't even know where to look, because they're either blinded by sin or by their ignorance, and whether it be willful or not. And that is why it's so important that we, who have been given this truth, have been baptized into the fullness of the truth. As it said in the opening prayer, that Christ came to bring us the fullness of all religion. All other religions are partial truths of one thing or another, but the fullness of religion has been given to us in baptism. And so therefore, we have a grave responsibility, not because we are someone who is better than anyone else, but because we have been blessed, because God in his great love for us has given us this gift. And we should and ought to be very zealous in wanting to see that others also have this opportunity to receive this fullness of grace and truth that has been given to us in the Catholic religion. Let us ask Our Lady to help us to be faithful to our baptismal promises and to this mission that each and every one of us has been given, to be instruments of salvation in our day by being faithful to Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.